Pay particular attention to association versus disassociation. When you are associated in a scene, you are imagining seeing it through your own eyes, that is, first-person perspective. When you are dissociated, you are imagining seeing yourself in the scene, that is, third-person perspective. I usually get the best results when I dissociate in both scenes. Your results might vary. You may have to do some mental camera work if you switch from dissociated to associated or vice versa. But it can be done with practice. I did a lot of this type of mental conditioning during the early 90s. Whenever I uncovered a negative thought, I plucked it out and redirected it. Within a few days, I had reprogrammed dozens of negative thought patterns, and pretty soon it became hard for my mind to even produce a negative thought or emotion. Everything kept getting redirected to the positive side. I think that is partly why I felt so confident about starting my own business right out of college. I used mental conditioning to redirect the thoughts of self-doubt to a more can-do mindset. I also used this a lot while in college, and I'm sure it helped me graduate faster than normal. I still had to deal with plenty of real-world challenges, but at least I wasn't battling my own self-doubt at the same time. This type of mental conditioning gave me a lot more conscious control over my internal states. Today, it is so internalized that I just do it automatically without even thinking about it. My subconscious took over at some point. So whenever I have a thought like, I can't, it automatically gets twisted into, how can I? That is actually supposed to happen with enough mental conditioning practice. Your subconscious will take over. Memory experts similarly report that with practice, techniques like pegging and chaining are taken over by the subconscious, just like riding a bicycle. Give this process a try.